thank God for giving me one more opportunity to stand before you with the word of God. Last week, I was not well, I had a problem, but God has wonderfully healed me. He has given me complete cure, and whatever slight discomfort I have now is just because of the 3 days fasting prayer that the church had. The fasting prayer was really a blessing. And thank God for that.
John 11:16. Some of the apostles
to the other disciples, "Stop. Let us go and die with him." Father was the same. He was the same to face the situation in the Zambia, where 2 days back, people came to talk to him. He was to Jesus for almost 3.5 years. And during this period, he had seen Jesus in his full glory. During the time he could talk, he could preach, he could declare miracles, he could teach the sick. But still, Thomas was afraid. He was not willing to go forward with Jesus. With confidence, he says to the other disciples, "Come, let us go and die with him." For him, that going to the Zambia was dead for him. We see another party of Thomas, which we all know, we call him as Doubting Thomas. So incident we all know. Second, doubt. And later, after the crucifixion of Jesus, we see all the disciples gathered in a room. They were so terrified, they were so confused, because they were afraid what the truth would do to them. Their master had been put to death. And they were so desperate, not knowing what was to be done. And they might have thought in their mind, "Jesus, what has just happened to me?" This morning, I just want to bring this three things into your mind. Fear, doubt, despair. Fear, doubt, and despair are the three things which block your faith. It will not help you to believe. It instead draws you away from faith. It draws you away from Jesus. It makes you draw your faith away from Jesus. But these things can have courage or confidence. Can you have hope? Can you have happiness? If you can reach to that faith, and if you believe, you will be the glorious God. Otherwise, the glorious God will not be revealed and your prayers will never be answered. Let us read just 2 instances of the Bible where the word of God tells us what is that to be. Shall we turn to Exodus chapter 14, verse 13? Let someone read that for me. Exodus chapter 14. Do not be afraid. Stand still or remain cool. See what the Lord is going to do to save you today. You will never see the Egyptians ever again. The Lord is going to fight for you. You just have nothing to do. The back won't be also. The Israelites were captive in Egypt for nearly 430 years. They were under slavery. They had to face several hardships in their life there. They cried out to God, and God answered their prayer and decided to take them to a land flowing with honey and milk. And Jesus appointed Moses to lead his people from captivity to the promised land. And as they left Egypt, God, who called them out, so gave them the promise, though they left them in a pillar of cloud. In a pillar of cloud during the day, and in a pillar of fire during the night. That is, God was with them throughout, and he was leading them. But still, God did not take them in the straight way. He took them in a roundabout way through the desert, and finally, they reached the Red Sea. And when the Israelites reached the Red Sea, because then the Egyptians started singing, What a mistake have you done? We have promised to the Israelites to go away from our place, and now we don't have place among us. Who will go for us? It is then God parted the minds of King Pharaoh and his people. They decided to kill the Israelites and bring them back as captives to Egypt. And when the Israelites were camping near the Red Sea, they suddenly saw the third man and saw King Pharaoh and his entire army of the chariots following them. And when they saw that, they got terrified. Because in the front, they are the rescue. And behind, the Egyptians are coming to catch them again. They were so terrified. They were so confused. They were so desperate. They started completely to Moses. Why did you bring us out of Egypt? We were dying there. We were happy in Egypt. They did not realize that they just subscribed to the law, and that the law answered their prayer, and it was the law leading them to the promised land. Suddenly, fear, doubt, despair entered into their minds. They were so terrified, and it is then that Moses tells the people these words that he read. Do not be afraid. Stand still. Remain cool. That the not the holy of fear. God says, do not be afraid. Stand still. Remain cool. It removes your fear. And again he says, see what the Lord is going to do to you to save you. You will not be rejected anymore. Just the daughter of Holy of God. The Israelites were in doubt whether we should be able to save from this situation. They thought that they would be killed or brought back as captives. But here the word of God says, see what the Lord is going to do to save you. You will never be rejected ever again. The enemies that are following you, you will never see again in your life. God will take care of everything. Can you hear God's voice and remove the doubt in your mind? And again, that is the reason. God says, the Lord is going to fight for you. You don't have to do anything. Hallelujah. That is not the more of fear. That is not the more of desperation. That is not the law of confusion. The Lord is going to fight for you. You don't have to do anything. Hallelujah. Praise God. See the comforting words of God. But still, they were like, okay. But Moses turned to God and he restored God's word. He was sure that God would deliver them out of the situation. He was confident that the God who talks about Egypt will ensure that they reach the promised land. God will never take them on the way. And he chose to see the God and not gave him the way out. He did not doubt. He did not have any fear. He believed in God. He knew that God was faithful. He did not look at the circumstances. He was not sure whether the Red Sea would be wide and that the Israelites would walk through the dry land of Red Sea. He did not keep searching whether something like this had happened earlier or not. He believed in God. He was sure that God would open a way for us. He was confident and he praised God, he believed God, and he saw God's glory. He raised his stick over the Red Sea. And the Red Sea revived. The enemies that were following the Israelites could not reach the Israelites because the feet of clouds that were standing in front of the Israelites directly over the back. In such a way that God gave light to the Israelites at the same time darkness to the Egyptians. The Egyptians could
see how wonderfully God commands His creation to take care of its own people. The Israelites are so chosen generation. He has brought them out to the promised land. And God will take care of any problem that's coming your way. Moses held out his stick, and the Red Sea divided. The water went to both sides and stood up as a huge column of water. God sent a strong east wind. The entire sea got lighter, and they found a dry spot along the Red Sea. A private road for these private people in the Red Sea. The Genesis believed that. A private road for his private people in the Red Sea. Something which has not happened so far in the history of the world. God did not manage to. He opened the way for them through the Red Sea. And the Israelites walked over the dry land and went over to the other side. It was then the Egyptians saw that the Israelites were unhappy, and they decided to follow the Israelites and capture them somehow. They also took the same way along the Red Sea. But it was then that God from the pillar of cloud looked on the Egyptians and threw them into a panic. They got so confused, they were not able to move forward. The chariot got stuck in the mud. That they were not able to move forward. The Egyptians understood that God was fighting for Israel. God was for Israel, and God is against us. We can go back. See how God takes care of you in front of your enemies. Enemies may try to snap you, try to kill you, try to make you no more. But God will not allow that to happen. God will never allow His people to undergo trouble. For a giant thing that you may have to face trouble. But ultimately, God will give you victory. And as we saw the Egyptians coming forward, Moses again broke the sea over the Red Sea. And the water came back to its original state. And the entire Egyptian family battle got killed in bed. Hallelujah. In wonderful ways, how God takes care of His children. So then, do we have to be afraid? Do we have to have any more doubt? Do we have to be in a state of despair? Or do we have to be in a state of depression? No. God does not want His children to be in that state. God wants you to come out of this bondage and enjoy happiness, confidence, hope, and coming to save life. Maybe in the New Testament we see, as I just said, shortly mentioned to you, after the crucifixion of Jesus, the disciples were very much afraid. They saw him after the nature of God, and they were not sure what was going to happen to them. They were sure that the stone would kill them. They had no faith in faith. They were so confused and terrified that they locked themselves in a small room. They did not see any way of escape. And I think the four fishermen disciples would have thought in their minds, why we were happily fishing in the sea of Galilee. We could have continued our lives there. Jesus called us and see what the situation now we are. The tax collector in my mind was also thought in his mind, oh, I have a perfect job. I left this primary job of this Jesus. But see, now I need nowhere. Should I have taken this decision? But as we read further, Jesus comes down into that room, into the clothes room, and then the disciples, peace be unto you. Do not be afraid. And the peace that I give you is not from the peace of this world. It is from above. This peace will strengthen you. This peace will comfort you. This peace will deliver you. It is not like the peace that you get from this world. And he says to the disciples, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Have peace in mind. And we know the rest of the story. The disciples who walked with Jesus all the way to the hospital, saw God slowly during this entire 3.5 years, could not believe that Jesus had come to save mankind, and that he would rise upon the third day, and that he would take us to glory. And though they had gone to the hospital telling them that I have to die, and on the third day I will rise up again, these disciples could not believe. And it was only after seeing that they believed that Jesus had reacted resurrected from the dead. What our situation we are in. You only have to be situation where you become dead. Then you can confuse. Where you are afraid to move forward. A stage of death, a stage of desperation. God says, please be unto you. Do not be afraid. Can we decide this morning that these three things which block our faith, which prevent us from believing in Jesus and seeing the glory of God and giving our last prayer answer, can we remove this fear? Can we remove this doubt? Can we remove this effort and instead be happy, have hope, have confidence, have courage to face life, thinking, believing that God is with you. He will take care of your needs. He will give you food. He will see that you reach the promised land. God will never allow his children to be left or his offering. He will see that they are taken to the promised land or glory to our food. You can pray on Jesus. Jesus is the father and teacher of our faith. We need to have faith for us. And it is this faith that not being taken out by us. And this faith, God has to be inside us. And God gives you more and more faith when you take yourself in faith. When you rely on the word of God, when you believe in Jesus and take yourself in faith, God gives you more faith. God sees that whatever faith is required, God will give you the required faith. And if you believe, you will see the glory of God. This morning, can we decide the three things that block our faith? We remove the name of Jesus. Can we take victory in the name of Jesus? I don't want to be a slave to this fear. I don't want to be a slave to this doubt. I don't want to be a slave to this desperate or desperation. I want to be free. I want to enjoy the happiness that God has kept for me. I want to enjoy the life which Jesus said, I have come to give you life. And life in its all its fullness. Can we decide that we will go forward in confidence that we enjoy all things living and be knowing things, and in a sense, when you believe, you will see the glory of God and God will be after your will. Shall we close up? All of us have gone through different situations where things might have really terrified me, might have put you in a state of desperation. We have raised so many doubts in you. We have to get over that. We cannot be a slave to Satan anymore. We have to be free. We have to break off the bondages in the name of Jesus so that we enjoy life in its all its fullness. There's a small testimony I would like to share with you. There was a moment in my life when I thought I was ending in desperation. I was married and we did not have a son. People start asking us what is the cause. And it's pretty natural that a small element of death crept into our mind. But it is the time that we turn to Jesus. It is then we turn to the Word of God. We started going for unwritten meetings with the other sister churches. I was taken again to a very low business. But when I saw the Word of God, I started going for Pentecostal revival meetings. I would hear the Word of God. beautiful sight. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. For a time when I was absorbed in desolation, when I was wounded in the presence of God, God brought me closer to Him. God made me for the study of the Word of God. And that is how, years later, that I came to this place. And I stayed so fortunate that God led me through the truth and made me talk in this place this morning. Can't be great this morning. Can't be great classes of Satan and 3 hours. Okay, I say upon the stage, Lord, may you not be afraid. I have called you by name. You are mine. You may pass through water, but the water will not burn. You may pass through fire, but it will not cause any harm to you. In John chapter 15, verse 18, do not be afraid. There will be problems in the world, but we are good here. I have won the world. Jesus has got patience on the cross of death. He has asked the death, the peace of death and heaven from Satan. He has conquered the world. And now the world is in his control. Satan has no place in your life. He has carried all of his people, all of me, all of souls, all of shame, all of curses, all of doubt, all of fear, all of confusion of the soul. We are healed from that. We do not have to suffer all this anymore. And God has made us free. We are no longer free. We are children. That is children. We are heirs to God and co-heirs with Christ. He has given us the spirit of conscience. And this prayer will not make us go up in back against you, take your fear, take your doubt, or take your memory. The spirit of conscience in you makes you find out, come from God. You are the source of everything. You are the source of Jesus. You are children. You are meant to make heir to all the sufferings of earth. It is only up to you to take that sin that is to be created under your control and claim all your sins one by one in faith. If children, you are heir to God and you are co-heir to Christ. And this prayer is offering that anything to Christ will come again. And the Spirit is in you. This is resonating a lot. This is not a spirit of fear. This is not a spirit of confusion. This spirit is exploration. This spirit is comfort. This spirit is giving a lot. The strength to face anything we need in our life. This spirit will take you off. And we pray for a close association. For a close fellowship with the Holy Spirit. This Holy Spirit will become the opposition of the Holy Spirit. He will guide your thoughts, words, deeds, and looks. You will never be in his presence. 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 This morning, Jesus will bring us out of all this stuff. The Word of God is very clear. I will see Jesus. No need for me, no need for the Lord of God. You cannot help that stream of salvation. He is the only name given to us. The name of all names. This morning, anyone here who has not accepted Jesus as his personal Savior, and if you are willing to accept Jesus and testify in front of them, let us raise your hand. Having accepted Jesus as your personal Savior, have you submitted yourself to obey his command? The word of God says, believe and get baptized, and you will be saved. The word of God is very clear. It has to be a believer's baptism. It has to be an emotional baptism. You might have taken a baptism when you are an infant, but that is not after the word of God. Anyone here who has not testified Jesus in water, and if you decide to put forth to, can please raise your hand. Can you please come forward? Anyone here who is under the bondages of fear, doubt, confusion, desperation? Those of you who want to make a breaking from that, those of you who want to get free from this process of pain, in the name of Jesus, if you want the freedom from all this evil, and you want to enjoy life and Jesus has planned for you, those who are anxious, those who are free, those who are in doubt and fear, if any one of you wants to raise it, in the name of Jesus, so kindly raise your hand. Thank you, Jesus. I bring us the counselors to come forward and pray for this person.